It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
All right, Frosty from Frost Farms in Town Hill is with us. Welcome back, Frosty.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. So I was wondering, we had the last few days in the 80s, and gosh, by the weekend, we're going to be in the low 50s with rain. Does that affect things you plant or hanging baskets? How do these plants deal with these crazy temperature changes?
You know, once they're hardened off, they can tend to handle the fluctuations. So if you've had your hanging basket out for a week or so, it can handle the temperature flux as well as a lot of your vegetables. Big thing I think is watering that's misunderstood is that, we got heavy rain the other day, mm-hmm. but things like your tomatoes, you've got to have consistent watering. So even if you're like, it rained heavy for 2 days ago, I don't need to water for a few days. You really want to make sure that the moisture is staying consistent because rainwater, it only soaks the soil down so far, and that goes with shrubs and perennials or your hanging basket. You still want to check them for watering, too, just to make sure that's consistent. Because if they're really dry, then you have some cold temps, they don't love that. So I think it's important to just keep an eye on the watering, especially.
Yeah, especially if you have buckets. I noticed after all the rain we had several days ago, I left the raised beds, but the buckets, my tomato buckets, look dry. So I better give those a good watering.
Yeah, tomatoes, to prevent cracking and black spot, you really want to make sure that you're not soaking them, but they're consistently moist all the time. That way they don't kind of have water fluctuations and split the fruit.
So. I was going to say, what causes the split? Lack of water or too much?
Inconsistency.
Okay.
Yep. So it's kind of like it's pulsating. If you can figure, you give it some water, it grows a bunch, but when it's dry, it's not. So you just got to kind of be consistent with the tomato watering.
And when we get the tomato plants that start growing, again, I've learned both ways, pinching. Like, you can't go crazy with that. I went crazy one year, and then I was left with hardly anything.
If you go too far, you're going to stunt it. But early on, and what Paul's referring to is pinching is like the little suckers that grow kind of like in the armpit of the tomato.
Yeah, like you see a new plant coming out.
Yep. So early on, for the next month or so, if you pinch those, it'll help, promote better growth. But you don't want to go too far.
Yeah.
How do you pinch them?
Literally just pinch them off. They're like little growths between.
Yeah, you see it like a new growth and you just kind of tear it off with your fingers.
From the main stem to the branches, a little guy will shoot up in between those two, and that's what you want to pinch off. But again, early on, when your tomatoes start to flower and things, you really want to kind of stop that, or you're sort of stunting it.
I think one year I kept doing that, and one of my plants looked like a skeleton, and I thought, I think I overdid it.
Yeah, that can happen.
You're like, wait, what did we grow here again?
Yeah.
Where's my list?
Right. Yeah.
So we were watching, just before you arrived, Frosty, this great video on the Frost Farm social media pages that you put up a few days ago of things that are available at the Frost Farms farm stand.
Yeah.
People need to check this out. It's amazing. You've got our artisanal pastas, locally raised meats, delicious sauce, fresh produce, gourmet cheeses, premium crackers, curated selection of wine.
I love the setup. It's very contemporary. It's very modern.
It's kind of moody in there a little bit. So it's really nice in there. Speaking of tomatoes, if you don't want to grow them, we sell a lot of different types of tomatoes in there that are
great.
The farm store has been a great hit, and we're looking forward to getting the summer crops going in there and some of the summer local produce. So.
Awesome.
I think we'll be coming down to Frost Farm soon and we'll
do a field trip.
We are talking about doing a field trip very soon.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
And we'll do, with your permission, a little photo gallery of our trip.
Absolutely.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you, Frosty.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.